This is Radio 4. It's just after 10 to 8. Time for Saturday Night Theatre. And tonight it's a thriller from crime writer Bill James, set in a South Wales seaport where the police are losing their battle against rising crime and start to make their own rules.
This house, Mr. Harper. Boarded up. Coming down soon.
There's a way in through here. Into the old conservatory.
The bodies are in what would have been called the drawing room, I expect. Got a talk?
Oh, yeah. Once a mansion, now a mausoleum.
There. Poor old Josh and Elbert. They deserve better.
Not much better.
God, this dust fogs the torch.
Albie?
Josh?
This spotlight's only your last, but modest as ever, boys, face down.
Only me, lads. Detective Chief Super Colin Harper, forgive the rough handling. In death as in life. Yes, those well-known underclass faces.
Look, am I needed anymore, Mr. Harper? It's peril for me here. It's peril to be seen with you and...
Oh, very little blood, but around the right place, that's the left place.
Heart.
Experts. You were with them when they were killed, but got away.
You'll get who did it?
Oh, no, it's deaths like this. They symbolise, don't they, Keith?
Symbolise? You've lost me, Mr. Harper.
Well, on this patch, on every inner-city police patch these days, gangs run their wars and say, stuff the law. Keith, these executions spell anarchy. Again.
Sounds that you can't look after me, Mr. Harper. Or anyone. Keep fine, he's saying goodbye.
The Detective is Dead by Bill James, with Malcolm Story as Harper and Philip Maddock as Isles.
Harper's done well here, Chief, finding the bodies.
Thank you, sir.
Acting on some filthy secret underworld tip again, I expect. At last, he's kindly decided he can let us in on it. After all, sir, you're only the chief constable, and I'm a mere assistant chief.
Well, that's right, Harper. I loathe that type of detection. An informant?
Harper never answers such questions, chief. Believes absolutely in the right to silence for himself. But he was gracious enough, eventually, to let me see the bodies in, as it were, situ. Possibly as small as .22 bullets. Of course, you'll get nowhere at all with this one, Harper.
How can you say that, Desmond?
Nobody saw anything, Chief. Nobody says anything. Everyone's terrified. Standard drugs trade scenario.
We must not tolerate that on our ground. It is people's duty to tell us what they know, to come forward as witnesses. And it is our duty to act on what they tell us. And then to protect them.
Harper, whenever we feel dirtied by the foulnesses of our work, we turn to our chief, Mr. Lane, for affirmation of true values. Sir, we missed that during your recent breakdown. During your illness. I know those two deads, don't I, Harper? Albie Horton, George McCallion.
Know them, Desmond? How? Christian name terms? How?
We've had them in, haven't we, Harper?
Once or twice, sir.
As to clearing up this appalling situation, I'm sure Harper and his team will very quickly find...
These boys were battling in their miniature, doomed way for the drugs empire of the late Oliphant Kenwood Napchief, who, of course, also got fatally holed in a gang war. Other contenders obviously considered this fair in a way. The momentary vacuum after Kenwood's death brings its own hazards and its own considerable silences.
But Desmond, Harper, I do think that under the circumstances...
And then, Chief, suppose... Colin Harper here, where some of this famous, soiled, gifted magic finds a secret way around the thick wall of fear and greed.
This means more informants.
Like that, yes, Chief. But what comes next? We go to court, and some rubicund old trendy wig, who thinks he's the rights of man, will insist from the bench that we not only name the tipster, but produce him to give evidence and face cross-examination.
Well, Desmond, I do feel that under this country's justifiably admired legal system, a judge has a right
to... Either the grass gets blown away by one of the accused's aunties before testifying, or is terminated on contract later. 100 grand price ticket. Either way, a big deterrent to the West. Informants know how it goes at trials, these enlightened, all above board days, so they no longer produce, do they, Harper?
Not at once, sir.
Well, perhaps acting without such aid is cleaner. To deal with the tainted is to become tainted ourselves.
Do I recognize that, Chief? From the Book of Proverbs?
To put it briefly, then, Detective Chief Superintendent Harper, these two deaths, Albert Horton, Joshua McCarrion, took on a symbolic quality, did they not?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, I think you do. But let me explain. I want His Honor and the jury to know exactly what I'm saying. Were not these two murders regarded by you and your superiors as signs that an escalating gang war had broken out on what you would call your patch or ground?
Two men had been shot dead, that was all.
You were under exceptional pressure to make arrests, were you not?
We try to find the offenders when anyone is murdered.
Is it not the case that a notorious drug dealer, Oliphant Kenwood Knapp, had been killed recently? And that you and other senior officers feared a ruthless, uncontrollable battle between those trying to make themselves his heirs?
A man called Oliphant Kenwood Knapp was certainly killed. We had no conclusive evidence he was a drug dealer, or he would have been prosecuted.
If you please. You wished by these arrests to demonstrate that the police still had the situation in hand, did you not? Were more than mere onlookers at a war?
I know of no war.
If you please. Detective Chief Superintendent, isn't the evidence you bring against all of the three accused, but especially my kind, insubstantial, speculative, and much of it mysteriously derived?
Well, it is firm evidence, or charges would not have been made.
Do you understand what I mean when I say mysteriously derived?
No.
I thought perhaps not. Or perhaps so. Take you to a point in your evidence in chief. I called at the home of Leonard Claude Burton and told him I wished to ask some questions about the deaths of Albert Horton and Joshua McCarrion. Detective Chief Superintendent, why did you believe my client, Mr. Claude Burton, could help you in your inquiries?
I had certain information.
Where did it come from?
I'm not in a position to say.
Detective Chief Superintendent...
One moment, Mr. Cruzell. What does that mean, Detective Chief Superintendent, that you don't know or will not say?
I'm not in a position to say, my lord.
If I may help, your lordship. Chief Superintendent, you are unable and unwilling to say because you have to protect your source, your informant or grass. Is that not the case?
The source is private.
Thank you. May I take you to another part of your evidence? I told Leonard Claude Burton that I had reason to believe he had recently begun to associate on a business partnership basis with Harry Foster and Gerald Michael Reed, the other two accused in this case. What reason had you to believe that, Mr. Harper?
I had certain information.
Where did that information come from?
The source is private.
Oh. And is this the same private source as previously?
The source is private.
Am I right in saying that this source, or these sources, will not appear in court to give evidence personally?
The source will not.
Mr. Cruzell, are you and the other defense counsel content with this?
We are not, my lord. Mm-hmm. I was about to make a submission to your lordship on this matter. I speak for my learned friends also.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm going to ask counsel to see me privately in my chambers to discuss aspects of the case.
All rise.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to say on these courthouse steps, I'd just like to say, ladies and gentlemen, we are free, acquitted, not a blemish. Myself, Jerry Reed, and Ali Foster. That police case was... And I see two senior officers watching now. But I say without fear that they dare not bring their informant into court because they knew he was a dirty bought grass.
Right!
Perhaps he is right, Carl.
We had bad luck, sir. Wrong judge.
They're all the wrong one. But I'll get the bastard.
Sir? The judge or Bainton?
Both. But especially Bainton.
Somewhere today, friends, there's a vile informant who's sick with shame and fright because we are free.
Right, Uncle.
Let's just say we have that creature in mind.
How to threaten without threatening.
For the moment, let's leave him to his dreads and poison. They might suffocate him. But if not, well now, Jerry Reed's going to say a few words. There are only a few, Jerry. It's time for some celebrating. But of course, Jerry's kissed the Blarney Stone back at home.
Allow me. Well, all I'd say is, let's turn it!
I might get them all, Colin. Reed, the black boy, Harry Foster, as well as Bainton, but unquestionably Bainton.
Jackson? A court of law found them not guilty.
Courts need help, Carl. What we are paid for.
What's wrong, Vanita?
Colin, I thought I heard tapping from downstairs. Could it be one of your daughters?
I told you, my daughters are away on one of their judo weekends.
Oh, Carl, I don't know. Look, I feel so guilty being in your house in this bed. A cop?
I'm a widower cop. You're not at the age of consent, and I'm a graduate, no less.
Oh, yes, I know, but...
Okay, I'll go down and look. In a minute. Four, ten.
You could bite me.
Are you sure?
No, not sure. I'm experimenting. So I can bite through. A delicacy.
You could bite me.
You sure?
Not right through, just the one.
It's tapping, Colin.
How the hell can you hear it down there? All right. I'll go and see.
It could be dangerous.
Dangerous people don't tap the window.
Sure?
No. I'll be armed. I can pick up a firearm from the grate downstairs.
One for me. I'll come with you.
No, stay here. I might have to let someone in.
Who says it's only one?
Nobody.
So I ought to come with you.
It's a bedside phone. I'll be okay. But if it sounds as if... Look, any sound of trouble, dial 999. My name will be enough. It's Harper. Say you're the butler.
Colin, stop being so bloody cool and mature.
I'm dismally mature, but not cool.
There.
Oh. Keith. Come in, you'll freeze, lad.
I like the poker, Mr. Harper. Good morning, your hand. Sleep naked. Someone with you. Well, you're entitled. Me watching the house. Saw a girl going with you.
Yeah, I'll get a coat and a dressing gown.
Keith Vine wouldn't want to meet anyone in the present dicey state of things.
There's no blind on this kitchen window, but just keep to this end. You can't be seen from outside unless someone gets right up to the glass.
He said they
won't. Only the back of your head, anyway, if you sit here.
Wasn't my dear friend Josh McCallion hit in the back of the head?
No, just the heart. There's no need to play with him, Keith. I know you're in the house. Keith Vine manages to escape when his two paddles are blasted. But then Keith Vine always does manage to escape. So far, yeah?
Listen, Mr. Harper. Don't think I'm not grateful. Your silence in court and sacrificing the case. But I'm scared now.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, we can help.
Christ, sir, that judge, Mr. Harper. Look, I've got the press cutting. In the absence of the informant or informants used by the police, the court cannot know whether this informant or these informants were themselves part of the illegal drugs trade in this city, and thus interested parties in the deaths and in these prosecutions. This might make them deeply unreliable. So harsh. Crafty old...
Disappear, Keith. We'll help you. They're a very quiet official fund. If you need setting up somewhere as new, we'll pay for housing, travel, furniture. Abroad, if you like. We can do a full rebuilt identity for you and yours. Your girl, I mean. Your lady's called Rebecca. Pregnant? The baby will have a clear start.
Mr. Harper, if I disappear, Claude Bainton looks around and sees who's suddenly missing. That little mouse face and mousy smell. He panics like a mouse too, sometimes. There's a foxy brain. Plus Harry Bloody Foster. I hear of tipsters hit on contract, even though overseas. New life, new name, lederhosen, and everything. I might stay. And anyway, Keith Vine doesn't run. Keith Vine fights, and Keith Vine wins.
Still hoping for a slice of Kenwood now? Look, Keith, if you stay, well, you're my tipster and my responsibility regardless, and we'll do what we can, but it would be crazy to make the protection so heavy yourself.
Meaning, if I don't run and get out of your hair, I'm on my own here, wide open. Well, Mr. Harper, I won't keep you. Sorry to bring you out of your sweet pit with my worries.
My worries too, Keith. I'll be in touch.
Like, don't call me Keith, I'll call you. Supposing Keith's still alive.
What's with the raincoat? You look like a flasher.
I am. There.
Think you really made for that career, Cole?
But look here, Desmond, Harper. Keith Vine must be persuaded to leave at once. He and the girl.
Some of them hate being uprooted, Chief. Community ties. Perhaps we could look after him here.
Community? Keith Vine wants the Kenwood Knapp leavings, that's all. He's lost business partners, but he'll be looking for others. Am I supposed to protect villains trading crack, coke and ecstasy on my own manor, for God's sake? Tell him he's got to get out, Harper. Don't you want to see the back of him, Desmond?
One should, of course, Chief. Yet I don't really. The more of them here picking over Kenwood's proud bones, the more chance they'll give one another disabling knee or spinal injuries. Or better still, kill. They do our job. We pull any protection off him at the due moment, seconds out.
For God's sake, Desmond, this is a police force. We do not incite murder.
Sort of touche, sir. But how else do we get them if judges have joined the enemy? Oh, by the way, I'm having urgent private inquiries made about the lordship who snuffed out our case. See if we can get something on him to interest the tabloids. Bound to be dirt. You don't get lips like that sucking ice lollies.
Well, I have to leave for a city hall function. Harper, I'm relying on you to get Vine permanently away. If he won't go, persuade the girl to leave on her own. There's plentiful cash for that, too. I can't have her endangered on my ground. And I believe a little one coming.
Probably a little, yes, sir.
Well, if that girl, Rebecca, went, Vine would almost certainly follow.
That man, Mark Lane, our chief. A gem hopper. You won't meet many like him, no matter how high you go in service. As if you were going any higher. I don't know what pills they gave him for his breakdown, poor gibbering jerk, but the layoff has mouth-to-mouthed all the chief's fine, fart-arsing principles from Fairyland.
Well, perhaps he's adapting faster than us to new policing conditions, sir.
Well, he can adapt on his bloody own. And what new policing conditions would those be, Harper?
Well, sir, the...
I'll tell you. The detective is dead. That's why Vine's so important. So important only if he stays put.
Which detective is dead? I haven't heard.
The detective as species. The whole criminal investigation trade, kaput. Courts won't hear confessions, they throw out important cases, query forensic, discredit our scientists, still give every career crook the right to remain silent, disbelieve police evidence as a matter of course. Juries are threatened and bribed. So, where's detection, Harper? How the hell do we prove anything?
Well, so, we do
we
try...
don't. From now on, we catch our prey actually at it. Given luck, we catch them at it when there's gunplay, so we can shoot to knock them over. No trial rigmarole. No, my lord, my lording it and playing the latter-day libertarian. This is why Vine's so valuable, Harper. He is going to draw Claude Benton and Co. for vengeance on him as Cynthia draws the sea. And we'll be waiting there. I mean, you and I, personally. Bang. Or even bang, bang, bang.
Which Cynthia is that, sir? A marine artist?
The moon, Harper. Figure of speech. Did you ever get to school?
The chief says we're not to offer protection if he stays, sir.
Lane's a prized leader, Harper, who goes his own decorous way towards sainthood, while policing is done by those who know how things work. Remember that passage from George Savile's Character of a Trimmer, 17th century?
Ah, is this... There was a young lady from Split, famous...
Savile says the laws have to be in good hands, Harper. In good hands. That's obviously me. And maybe you on a good day. Never the chief, and not that villain's friend, the judge. We use Keith Vine to bring Claude Baines and the others where we want them. And that's not a court.
Keith Vine is bait. Sir, he tried to help us.
He tried, and he's still trying to help himself, Harper.
Of course, Vine might still change his mind and decide to run abroad or somewhere after all.
Listen, you talk him into going, or fail to talk him out of going, and your ashes.
But, sir, the chief...
A really lovely man. A relic. The Pratt.
Of course, Harper wants me... us to leave, Becky. You asked me, he's greeding for a lump of the Kenwood legacy himself. To get rid of the competition, just like top police.
Oh, but I'd love to go, Keith. France, I think. It's somewhere warm. Smell a good cooking. It'd be so nice for the baby when it comes. Vineyards, red tiles. He'd be so happy, the three of us. Safe. They're paying.
Me? When I consider our baby, do you know what I think, Becky? How to provide for it. I mean, a kid has needs. Clothes, skateboard, education eventually. Can I ditch a really great business chance here?
But so dangerous now. For all of us.
Oh, don't worry about Claude Bayington and the rest. I'll get something to take care of them, they come looking.
Something? What something?
Look, Beck, we were going to be such a great business, Albie, Josh and me. I owe it to them to carry on.
But they're dead, Keith. Two of your business mates gone. Somehow you escape. Let's make the most of it.
Keith Vine still feels he owes it to Josh and Albie.
What do you owe to me?
To you and the babe. So true. Keith Vine owes you a top quality life. No shortages.
Well, Keith. Keith Vine. Oh, this is so nice. Were you looking for me? I mean, me especially. Never seen you at the dog track before. I've had a tip Auburn Warriors a good one tonight. Or is this a trade call?
I thought, Tuesday night. Where do I find Amy Harbinger? Best armourer in the county.
You told yourself the track. Her little once a week and ladylike obsession. Not the best in the county, Keith. The country. You forget so soon. I've missed you, Keith.
All that's a long time ago, Amy.
Yes, I suppose. And I hear you're with someone else now, so that's all it is. A trade call.
Amy, look.
Hang on a minute. I've got a fortune in this race. Crippled ginger bastard. Okay, business. What do you want to do, Keith? Hire or buy?
higher first.
Let Amy take the aftermath risk. Yes, the gun back in her possession following the job. Okay, it's a professional hazard.
But then later, I'll buy.
Earn yourself enough with a hired weapon to make a purchase. Usual drill. As I recall, you're into automatics, not revolvers.
It's just the look. Less cowboy, more city. Keith Vine's urban image, Amy.
What I have immediately available is a Smith & Wesson 6.45 shell. American cops love it. Stops all argument. There's one never been fired at all, as far as I know. This is £100 a 24-hour day. You've got a project planned? Timed?
Drawing board stage. Stay here next week.
I'll bring it. You bring cash. At this rate, I'll be needing it. Look, by the time you bring it back, I'll have some sweet Russian jobs. 9 milli Makarovs, say £450 to you, 30 rounds included.
Mm-hmm.
Keith, love, don't get yourself hurt.
Keith, I've got to see you. And Peggy.
Oh? I thought we'd had our talk, Mr. Harper. I don't know whether I think...
Stay somewhere. Not my house, not yours. And make sure you bring Becky.
Well, she wants to go to the antiques market for a couple of old-style maternity dresses.
You look great, Becky. Now, the colours. So right. Blue, gold, 60 star.
So what's it all about, Mr. Harper? This is a lot too public.
You've got to get out, both. Suddenly it's urgent. We can't control Claude Benton and the others post-trial. Police action against them would look like victimisation. The judge handed them a safe conduct.
But you knew this before.
My colleagues say the same now.
Which colleagues, Harper? Are you all after a slab of Kenwood Knapp? ACC, Desmond Isles needs a heap of cash. Suit, shoes, smart wife. Plus the extra he runs and pays for, so I hear.
Look. Okay, Mr. Isles has... got a project, as a matter of fact. I don't like it why I'm here. It could be dangerous for you, both of you.
What project?
I can't tell you. Mr. Isles has real greatness, but he's also the one who taught Lenin. The end justifies the means. Becky, has Keith explained what's on offer from us if you set up elsewhere? It's a Christmas.
Oh, listen, I don't mind staying, making the best of it. Dressed in second hand.
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly.
You're just standing by Keith and doing your anti-cop bit. Crazy.
I'm going to try on this other dress. Don't let him bully you while I've gone.
They're looking for vengeance, Keith. You haven't got a chance against this business opposition.
No? Like Becky says, which business opposition anyway? You? Mr. Desmond Isles? Oh, I didn't really mean that, Mr. Harper. Joke. But you're telling me you can't control crooks like Claude Bayenton any longer. So what sort of police are you, for God's sake?
Stymied police.
Maybe Keith Vine wants to stay. I like it here.
Well, you want to die, then?
I can look after myself.
Oh?
Now, listen, Mr. Harper. That doesn't mean weaponry.
I made a Tuesday call to the ladies' enclosure at the track, Keith.
Here comes Becky. All right, pay attention, Mr. Harper. We just might think about exit to France. She's all dreamy about that. Like a smart brain switches off as she pictures the Loire.
Yeah, well, think fast. That's a beautiful one too, Becky.
Who the hell do you think you're charming, Harper?
Hello.
I want to send this parcel, please.
Put it on the scales. Put it on the scales. It's not properly fastened.
You're so right. Mm-hmm. It's just to get you out from behind the shatterproof glass. To hide this, not.
No, you're.
Stay away from the panic button! I said, stay away from the panic button, you idiot! Oh! Yeah, of course I like the ones you bought at the antiques. All I said was get yourself something new as well.
Maternity things are very pricey, Keith.
300. There.
Where did...
It comes from a pile I've been out for ages.
This means we're staying.
What? What made you say that? Look, just because I get some decent funds from way back.
Oh, feeling.
We're safe. Look, we've got a real future back. If Claude Bainton meant to try anything, he'd have done it by now. I mean, they act when they're hot, it all wears off.
Oh, Bainton looks as if he never gets hot. Just evil and bloody unforgetful. It wears off. That's what I mean. We're staying.
No decisions, Beck, I promise. As a matter of fact, I'm going to a club tonight. Find a lad I know who worked in France. I thought he'd give us some tips.
Oh, honestly, Keith? La Belle France?
Yeah, he's a good lad called Stan Stanfield.
Oh, God, Keith. Let's get out. A real night's sleep somewhere, not this terrible listening for doors, windows, listening for someone cursing the grass, looking for vengeance.
Hi, Ben.
Keith, boy, still around. I heard you were leaving in a rush. Some very private reason. Just what I heard.
Lee, why should Keith Vine leave, Stan? Things look too rosy here.
Kenwood's.
Of course. But I need partners, Stan. So I was all for you. Someone with experience. Someone who can lead.
True. Excuse me, but a bulge under the Armani jacket, your shoulder holster.
Well, I expect you are yourself.
That Webb and I are all purchase.
Purchase?
Been calling on Amy. It's one of her Russian jobs. So, you're serious?
I've got a coming family to think of. My dear old dad always said, Keith, be a good provider. These good lessons learned in youth, sort of, well, holy.
What say we go to a table for a bit of confidentiality, Keith?
We've turned up two witnesses who saw what could be the post office killer leaving the scene, sir.
Full frontal, Harper?
No, but they agree on build and colouring. Look, sir, the fact is, it could be Keith Vine.
The postie was killed by a .45 bullet, I hear. Smith & Wesson, 6.45 automatic. Probably hired.
Right.
Of course. He hits the post office for funds to buy. Keith's looking for self-protection. And it's to make him feel big. He needs that if he's chasing Kenwood's domain. He'll have some other weapon by now, won't he? Amy Harbinger's flogging East Europe pieces these days, yes? Oh, I love it, Harper. Little Keith's getting to be a serious contender for Kenwood's riches. He'll be looking for a new partnership.
Yeah, perhaps I'll bring him in for questioning, sir.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, Harper. Not enough evidence. Identifications are famously shaky. Another reason the detective is dead. And what use? Bait locked away, for God's sake. Claude Bainton and his boys will go after him even harder now. Suddenly, he's not just a grass. He's getting to be a big-time business rival for them and kitted out. Oh, this is shaping towards a beautiful bloody battle, wouldn't you say?
Well, sir, there's a pregnant woman who could get hit by at least ricochets.
Girls who go to someone like Keith know they're taking chances, Harper. They need the kicks.
But this could be more than kicks.
One thing's sure. We can't let Vine leave the patch now, can we? Not if he's a murder suspect. That would be conniving.
If he's a murder suspect, sir, I ought to bring him in. You can't have it both ways.
But I always do, Harper. In due course, bring Vine in, yes. When we've had our money's worth out of him. And don't let the girl know she could go alone either. The chief's probably right. Vine would follow her.
Sir, I really think that...
You love meaty moral dilemmas, don't you, Harper? But police aren't trained in morality. The law is our province.
The law says use a kid as bait. And possibly his woman.
A killer kid. Just leave things as they are for a little while. Yes.
Only that, then, sir. Becky!
What are you doing here?
I followed you from police headquarters, Harper. You were so busy thinking about whatever you've been up to in there, you didn't spot me. Some detective. I've been waiting. Who is it, Colin? Is this your love in the afternoon hotel, is it, Harper? I saw you rendezvous with the girl.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this is Detective Sergeant Denise Pointer, one of our women officers, Becky.
Oh, really?
We've been carrying out some inquiries in the hotel.
I bet.
But who is this, Colin?
I don't care how you run your love life, Harper. Hotel because your kids will be getting home from school? That's your business. But I've got to talk to you.
Yes. Well, let's find a little camp somewhere.
Harper, if I left, could you help me?
How?
Well, finance. Obviously, I've no money.
You mean go alone?
Is that tough? I was afraid it might be. But, Harper, I'm so scared. I finally decided I can't face any more of this. How about you, love? Denise, is it? Ask your boyfriend to help me. Got any influence with him?
But if Colin can help, he will. I know that.
Do you? Oh, you're very young. Do you know what police are really like? Not in bed. Working. Scheming.
Yeah.
Oh, 3 teas, 3 bacon sandwiches, please.
Thanks.
Well, it's Keith who's our responsibility, I'm afraid, Becky. And those with and dependent on Keith. With and dependent on. The chief himself has to recommend these aid packages, and I know I couldn't swing it with him unless you both went.
You wouldn't try?
I wanted Keith to leave as well.
Wanted? Don't you still? What was happening?
Well, there have been some developments.
Look, he won't go anyway, Harper. That's why I'm trying to act alone. I agree, he's changed.
Changed? How?
I'll have Grasshopper, or even guess and give him it. And I can't speak in front of this kid, for heaven's sake. Do you like the older man? Even one like this?
Look, just tell me in general how he's changed, Becky. Ah.
There you go. Thank you. Thanks. How changed? Optimism, crazy confidence. As if he's pulled off a triumph somewhere. As if he's got a destiny. He thinks he can fight the world. It could kill him, couldn't it, Harper? Kill all three of us.
Well, he's always been sure of himself.
More now.
Well, I'll talk to him again.
No use. He thinks you're just guarding your own grubby interests. Are you? You and that Isles?
I like the maternity dress, Becky. Lovely.
But it's not the one you bought at the antiques fair, is it? Something that are fond about. Is that to do with his... what do you call it? His triumph?
I had some money tucked away, as a matter of fact.
Yes. Nice.
Well, why do you sound so disbelieving, Colin? Cynical.
Oh, you're learning, love. So my savings are gone now, Harper. I'm wearing them. That's where I'd need help if I went.
Can't you do something for her, Colin? Her and the baby. Look, I don't understand what all this is about. Who Keith is or anything else, but it's...
Oh, God, I just thought I'd jump on a long-distance coach and finish up anywhere. Scotland, Cornwall. Somewhere anonymous.
Yeah, okay. I'll sound out your request with Isles and the chief.
Honestly? Please be quiet.
I know. I do know. Can we have the bill, please?
Oh. Goodbye, then.
Take care.
So thought.
Do something for her, Colin, please. They won't let you. Your bosses. Desmond Isles. What is he, a devil?
An assistant chief.
Just drive nice and gently, Jerry. Well, lads, what you all say is that to get started, really started on the Kenwood Knapp scales, you need about $30,000 cash to stock up. After that, business looks after itself. No way to fool like you and me find that kind of money, I ask you. Daddy? Jerry?
A bank van, Claude.
Right, Jerry. But remember, lads, this today, reconnaissance only. Just watch how they do it so we're ready when the time comes. Well, Jerry, you'll be driving then too. Get the geography in your little head.
Are you using the van now, yes, Claude?
Get behind me, Jerry. You're not too close.
Christ, he's down on the axles. Big load already. We ought to do him today, Claude. Lucky I'm carrying something.
That's not how it works, Harry. We've got a plan and we stick to it.
Yeah, but if I...
Listen, I run this team. Man, it must.
Oh, we're so edgy.
Now, watch. Park on those double yellows every time. The two guards go in, one still in the car. They're inside 5 or 6 minutes. We take them when they come out with the sacks.
So, how much?
Enough. I'm advancing off a chicken feed.
And on the day, I wait here, Claude.
Right. Go down the block now and come back. Take a second look. There they are. Sweet pair. 2 sacks each.
Truncheons only. Both with big bellies, they'll be easy.
Full sacks. Both with collar radios too, Harry.
Always these worries, Claude. They won't have time for that.
We don't want shooting. I mean,
of course not, Claude.
And remember, 2 days, 2 nights before the job, we all stay together at your place, Jerry. For team spirit. And the boxers' training camp. we can leave now. See how it is. Home, Jerry.
Now, don't get into another flap, Claude, right? But how about you getting a weapon? I mean, in case, that's all.
I've gone up the track to catch Amy. I'll buy, not I, long term. I've come in handy for that bloody Vine, too. When I hear he's chatting up Stan Stanfield, real tit on bloody tits. My film must be near launch. When I blast Vine is for two reasons. One, he's a grass. Two, he's a competition. I do some stalking.
Stansfield's got capital. And God knows how many juicy jobs. He's a saver.
Why, Vine wants him in. Stanfield's gonna be his banker. Vine's too miniature, too novice for a bank van. So he brings in Stanfield.
Well, you can see them off, Claude. Don't fret.
Vine. He's the one I'll see off. Whole thing collapses then. We owe him.
Late. Wonder if we can get out of here anyway. Filthy old coastal blockhouse. It's so dark in here. Quiet, mate! What? It's nothing. I thought I had a time. That's why I'm late. It's illusion.
Trust you what?
Claude Bennington has a damn good information service, Keith. You and me talking the other night. I think it's all right. I shook him off. Claude himself, you think? Foster. Yeah. It could be Claude. That's right. I can look after that.
I've considered your proposition, Keith. And I mean, I admit I have my doubts. You see, the whisper is, well, tonight's a kind of proof of it. The rumor is you grassed up Claude and the other boys, and they're looking for you. Now, that kind of stress would be very bad for a business enterprise, Keith. This is more than competition. But, maybe I can overlook it. This once.
Oh, jolly of you. That tiling, it could have been nothing. Nothing at all. I mean, imagination. Like blackness. Listen, Stan.
Forget it now, all right? Luckily, I've got some capital ready on deposit from other little projects. Well, you know that, obviously. Why, you want an alliance. I hear around 30 grand for initial capitalization on the scale we're thinking of. Then you could get supplies to set us up.
About that. Right?
Be here this time next Wednesday. I'll bring it, cash.
What? Just like that? 30,000? In a box?
Call you back. But don't have any naughty ideas, Keith. We can't even someone else too. And, keep an eye over your shoulder. Claude's no great operator with a gun, but he doesn't forget.
Becky! Becky, love, we've done it!
What? You've got our tickets to France? Oh, darling!
We don't leave France now, haven't I told you? We've got a great future.
You mean here?
A real business opening, Beck. It's underway. I can't miss. Look, I can't tell you about it for the moment. It's fully financed up front.
Great. And Claude Bayenton and the rest? The perils? Forgotten those?
Claude? Him? Don't ever worry about Claude. Keith Vine can deal with him. Close your eyes a minute. I've got a gorgeous surprise for you. Look. On the table.
There's a star on the butt.
9mm, 8 rounds, and good up to 50 yards. It's Russian. A Makarov automatic.
Was it at the siege of Stalingrad?
So let dear Claude or any of them come, if they want to. We're ready. Beautifully ready.
Oh, Keith, darling, I
hate to see you scared, Becky. Look, it ain't like Keith Vine just to sit here waiting for him. Keith Vine doesn't get hunted. Keith Vine hunts. Claude wants violence. He can have it on his own doorstep. Not here. Where you and what you're carrying could get hit, Becky.
Keith, you're only warm against
all that. I wasn't going to tell you. I worry you. But I've been to his house already.
You went to Claude's place? Stalking him? Alone?
I broke him. I would have seen him off just like that.
Why was he away? He knew you were coming.
Could be. He's realised Keith Vine is not some abattoir animal.
Everyone knows that now.
Keith! Keith, it's brave, daring. But don't you see? He'll spot you broke in and be ready next time. A trap.
When I say that I broke in, I don't mean I broke anything. What am I, some boy burglar? He won't find signs. I took nothing. Take it from him will be degrading. Next time. Well, you know that word, preempt, Becky. Of course, for your education. It means I do him before he does us. Plus, he's a business enemy now. This is how Keith Vine provides, you see, Beck.
Yeah, I nip back to my house just to see it's all right. Somebody's been there.
I thought we were all staying sealed over Jerry's place. You got no consistency, Clad.
This has to be fine. Nothing taken or even moved. A brilliant breaking technique. I spotted the signs naturally, but few would. So what's he doing? Well, you're not thieving. It's a kill mission.
Good job we all camped at my place, Claude. You could be dead in your nightie.
I'll have him. Next time he comes, we'll be waiting. Yeah, lads? Harry, Jerry? Or I get him before somehow. Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll hit the girl, too, if I'm feeling evil that day.
Sure, Claude, sure. Did you get yourself something?
Did I? Smith & Wesson 45. That makes a very big hole. Vine's got it coming soon. Let's forget it now. Just think about what we got to do this morning.
Here she is, the van. I just keep him in sight, yeah? Pulling in sweetly on the double yellows again.
We walk 20 yards in mask up. Security cameras film outside the bank. Make sure you're here when we come back, Jerry.
What else?
Well, just make sure, that's all. My God, we could be high and dry with the sacks.
Of course you'll be here. Come on. Right. Here they come with a lovely box of loot.
Right. Masks. Don't be brave. Yeah, drop the sacks. Come on. Give you stupid the sacks or you'll get it. What are you? Now try, give up.
Go.
Two. God, there was no need at all, man.
Where's the car? Well, Jerry's in a bunk. He had the shots, I knew it.
Christ, yes. Go on.
That yellow bastard, I knew it. Get on.
Let's go around the block, lads. This girl's going to talk to me about the parking.
We knew you'd be there, Jerry.
God, you stink a swing.
At least.
So, Easter. I'm spending more time in this bloody blockhouse than at home.
Over here, Keith.
Can we have some light?
Best not yet. I worry you could have dear Claude on your tail again.
No. Clear tonight.
I've bought the investment.
$30,000.
That's what I promised, yeah?
Yeah, but
maybe we can risk a torch. Yeah.
Oh, God. This is beautiful. Look at it. More money than this place has seen in all its half century. Stay. If Hitler had come, noble deeds might have been done from this post. But in fact, tonight, now, is its finest hour. Our business is on its way.
Yeah, well, what I need to know, Keith, is what you'll be putting in yourself.
Me? Keith Vine's got no capital. I thought we understood each other.
On the streets is someone built like you near the post office that day, that time, Keith.
Christ. It's crazy. Two jobs I hardly ever been heard of. I'm too impressed.
To me, what that van sounds like is someone looking for a stake to start a business to get in on the Kenwood prospects. Not everyone can come up with $30,000 just like this.
Of course not.
So far, I don't hear how many on the bank van job are what I've got to think. Bounder Keith, seeing the gun that was used, what I got to think is you're running with two outfits. Now, that van sounds to me like a Claude Bainton operation for business fans, Jerry Reed driving. Wait a minute.
So what outside? Who?
Well, you tell me.
What the hell are you saying? You said I'll set you up.
I don't know. Can't sort it out. If he fires in through the gun slit.
Oh, this might be okay again. It's just a sewage seat trying to come up for air. Do you really think I'd run with two teams? With Claude and with you?
Stand away from the cash, Keith, and remember I got a torch on you.
Keep still, and you might be all right. Don't let your hand stray up to the holster, though, because it won't get there. So, are you the family man hedging his bets at placing two outfits in case one doesn't make it?
Of course I'm not. Christ, believe me, Stan, I've never been near a bank bankroll. The lines with Claude. It's mine. I'm hunting Claude, for God's sake. I want him out of the way.
Yeah? Hunting? How?
I've been to his house. He was out. But I'm going back for him. Any day. Any night now. I'll finish him. But Stan, he's gone. I heard someone outside. There's opposite. Cross, this is Claude again. Yeah. A Claude hunting me.
Don't dodge, Keith. Just answer what I asked. Do you?
But honestly, Stan, there's someone outside. There's the light.
Get down. Away from the loophole.
You're all right, Stan. And the money?
We should get out.
Claude, no question. Just like him. He gets here, but misses through nerves. Maybe he doesn't always miss.
Leave separately.
I'll take the little business investment, shall I? Get things going, Stan.
For this kind of armed lurking, hour after hour like this, is no job for an assistant chief constable and detective chief super, sir.
We have to be armed. We are dealing with a man who guns down postmasters.
Alleged.
We just watch Vine's place from your car here and pray Claude Benton and his boy show, Harper. Policing by ambush, the new mode. What's this?
Oh, just a resident of the flat block, sir.
I know Claude will come. Know it.
But I don't think Vine's even in there. His car's missing. He must have gone out before we arrived.
Never mind. We can look after his girl, can't we? That's the one you really worry about, isn't it?
A bit.
You think we're playing rotten with her, not telling her she could go alone if she wanted.
Right.
So tender, Harper. In a way, I'm sorry for Claude Benton. You see, he's developed into more than himself. He is a challenge, an emblem of victorious villainy. So far. Now, me at my rank. And I can't permit that, can I, Harper? I've got to have him. This time? They'll be here, don't worry, Harper. I have to show that courts and judges may fail, but justice never. And so to crack Benton open with two hardly separable left tit shots becomes a fine mission like,
John the Baptist, sir.
Cole, I hear strange things about the gun that killed those two Kashvan guards. Same one as at the post office. Keith Vine has moved up from that to Banks.
The gun might have been rehired or even purchased. Someone new could have it.
What, a pro like Amy Harbinger lets out a used weapon.
Well, how would she know it had done a job, sir? Might just have been practice shooting. Anyway, a few years ago, Keith Vine had something very loving with Amy. And very secret. Well, her husband wasn't locked up then.
And of course you know everything, Harper.
Well, maybe she still fancies him. Perhaps she put two and two together about the post office gun and deliberately sold it to Claude to take the trail away from Keith.
Oh, I love women. They're devious, Miss Harper. I love this whole situation. Yes, Claude Benton is bound to see Vine as a growing menace. But maybe not tonight, after all.
No.
Harper, if I were Keith Vine, do you think I'd sit sweetly at home waiting for Claude Benton to visit and knock over me and mine?
Possibly not, sir.
If I were, dear Keithy, I might take the fight to Benton, mightn't I? Go after him in his own lair.
Possibly, sir.
Yes. Look, I think I'll just get back to my own car and have a glance at Claude's house on the way home. If there's Benton blood flowing out into the street, we'll know we're wasting our time here.
Well, I'll hang on here a while.
Right.
Can I come in a minute? Keith's out, I know.
Well, I...
No, it's nothing like that. Look, I've got something to say.
Be quick, then.
Yeah, quick. Look, Becky, there is money for you to leave solo, after all.
You knew all along. Suddenly your cad conscience has piped up, yeah? I think your caring little girlfriend's got it, you.
Well, can you leave?
When?
Now.
You got the money with you?
Some.
Your own?
Well, the rest can follow.
Thanks. But it's late in the day, Harper. Too late.
Look, Al, I've got a car outside. Keith's away. Where is Keith, anyway?
Talking business somewhere. It's too late, because I see the situation.
Oh, good. If you see it, the dangers, then you'll go. Look, this is urgent. Keith could come back, and Isles might return.
Keith needs me, Harper. I like that
feeling. Yeah, of course he does. He always has.
It's stronger here. Lovely.
Well, the chances are he'd follow you if you left.
But you can't let him go, can you? Not now.
Why?
Oh, I think you're using him as bait.
Bait? Do you believe senior police officers would actually
compromise? And even if not, there have been some changes, haven't there, Harper?
For God's sake, get some security on this door. Don't open it just to anyone like you did to me.
Yeah, you're just anyone.
Stand to the side of it and check who's there before I'm knocking. Well to the side, as you get bigger. The story of thieving by his son at Eton reached the Daily Star.
There's a daughter as well yet. This is Keith coming out of the flat now, isn't it? Let's follow.
But, as you said, sir, it's Becky I worry about.
And I want to stick with our bait. Follow him, not her. It was a dud trail to Benton's the other night, but I think I read his impulses right all the same. It could be different this time. Stay with him. Yes. He has to be. Has to be making for Claude's place, hasn't he?
Could be.
Great.
We could be outnumbered. We might need support, sir.
Oh, I shouldn't think so. Heavies in flak jackets shouting, "Armed police!" We are best alone. The symbolism is stronger. He's parking. He'll walk the rest for a quiet approach. Stay well back.
Yes. He's turned into Claude's Drive. There's a light upstairs. Otherwise, is it totally dark in there? He seemed to go in at the back of the house. Let's try.
Would Claude leave doors unlocked at night? Has to be a trap. Vines fallen into the pit.
Are we in time?
You're really telling us, Desmond? Telling Harper and me that Claude Bainton committed suicide?
Very regrettably. That's how it was, Chief.
Was he the type?
They said the same about natural, sir.
So... describe exactly how it happened, Harper.
Well, Chief, well, Harper wasn't actually...
Harper, you tell it, would you?
Oh, of course, Chief. Mr. Isles and I follow Vine to Claude Benton's house and enter after him. We're standing in the dark in the kitchen. The door to the rest of the house is open and we hear a noise like a blow in another room downstairs. Then the sound of a body falling and maybe something metal hitting the floor. This is followed by the voice of Claude Benton.
Nice one, Harry. Is he unconscious? Good. I've really been waiting for a word or two with Keith Vine. Tie his hands, and when he comes around, we'll get the slimy grass into the shower and do some work on him. See him off eventually. Not fast. He can tell us this or not.
Like who's in that business syndicate with him and Stan Stanfield.
Like Harper and Isles.
All of it before he goes, Jerry. There's a set of kitchen knives out there. Select one each and one for me. We all do this job on him. team job. Pick up this macro from the floor there and put it in your pocket, Jerry.
He's holding a Mauser automatic and Foster a piece of piping with a brass nut on the end. And there's blood and hair on the brass. Okay. Vines, we know now.
We were armed, of course, sir, and they're shocked for a moment. Mr. Isles strikes at Reed's wrist with his Walther and Jerry Reed's gun goes flying. Then Mr. Isles rushes past them and makes for the other room. We're very worried about Vine.
And you're left with the two of them in the kitchen, Harper.
Oh, he was all right, sir. He had a Browning.
Oh! Put the cosh on the draining board, Harry. And don't try for the Mauser on the floor, Jerry. Plus, you've got Vine's Makarov in your pocket, yes? Bring it out. But bring it out carefully. Point it at the ground. Good. I said, at the ground, Jerry. Good. Now, put that on the draining board, too. Now, we'll go sweetly into the other room and see how things are. Gently, now.
Christ, what's that?
And this was Claude killing himself, you say, Desmond?
Very sadly, sir. I could not prevent it. Even at the moment the damage was being done to Claude Benson and the decor, I remember thinking how this would upset you, sir.
I shepherd Reed and Foster towards the other room, and when we get there, I see Keith Vine bound and unconscious on the floor, bleeding from the head. Claude Benson is also on the floor, much of his face blown away.
And Mr. Isles, where was he?
Terrible, Chief. Benson suddenly jammed the barrel of the .45 Smith & Wesson into his mouth, sir. That's a hefty bullet for such a neat little orifice.
Appalling.
The .45 was on the floor across the room.
Recoil, of course, sir. From such a big pistol. They never stay in a suicide's hand. Everyone knows that.
Yes. I suppose everyone does, Desmond.
Come in, Harper and Foster and Reed. I'm afraid Claude's dead.
How?
He's done the noble thing. Fallen on his sword. In life, he might have appeared piffling, but at the end he showed big. I moved, as you can see. Well, I don't think we want to keep these two gems, do we, Harper?
Claude Benson would never kill himself.
Harry, would you like to come down the Nick and talk about that then? And everything else?
Well, perhaps Claude would. Yes.
You're obviously right, Mr. Isles.
Good boys, Harry, Jerry. See this .45, Harper? I wouldn't be surprised if it turns out to be the one in the post office killing and the bank van job. Benton must have realized we were closing in on him inexorably for those and did the honorable thing. Ah, Vine's beginning to come round. Oh. Let me undo him. Don't you realize, Kiffy, that even now you could be at home sleeping spoons and nursing the warm and pretty ass you adore?
Yes, Desmond. Harper. But who actually witnessed this happen? The self-destruction of Claude Benton. You see why I'm, well, anxious.
Only Mr. Isles, sir. Vine was still unconscious. The rest of us were not in the room. We were on our way from the kitchen.
Let me assure you, I did everything I could to prevent it, Chief. As you would expect. Appalling, as you say. Believe me.
Oh, no. That's me who hears sounds from downstairs.
Same caller. Oh.
Sorry to intrude again, Mr. Harper. I've tried to keep it discreet.
What with your children and so on?
Oh, my children do a judo weekend away every month, Keith. What do you want? No, you've decided to leave after all. Right, you and Becky. Fine, the offer's still there despite everything.
Look, Mr. Harper, the way all that was arranged the other night at Claude Banton's house, I don't understand it, but I'm very grateful. I mean, Claude for killing someone. Claude. Everyone's scared of that Isles.
Drink. Is it, still France you'll make for? Becky will love that.
Their partnership is finished. Oh, clearly. Claude gone, the other two are nothing without him.
You're so wise to get out, Keith.
What I really came for, Mr. Harper, well, it's a bit sensitive. There's been a tale around for quite a while now that you and Mr. Isles were, well, in a very unofficial way, obviously, connected or in touch with, helping out on Claude Bainton's drugs business. So I don't really understand Claude's suicide. Some in-house business aggro between Mr. Isles and him?
And others say we were connected or in touch with and helping out on your business, Keith, don't they? All sick room and lies.
Well, we know it's not true that you were in with us, don't we, Mr. Harper? But what I wondered, and with the hearty agreement of an esteemed associate, was in view of the collapse of Claude's firm, I wondered if you and Mr. Isles would consider taking a participating interest in our little enterprise. Full partnership, total confidentiality, oh yes, full board status.
So, you're not going.
Well, it's this way, Mr. Harper. Keith Vine is not one.
You realise, do you, Keith, that if you stay, I'll be doing all I can to pull you in. Not for the postie. Dear Claude Banton cop that one. You're in luck. But for something someday. I don't owe you anything, now.
Our company is very solid, Mr. Harper. Sound. Capital up front.
Are you going to be around?
No, it's all right. My friend is leaving now.
Yeah, but Mr. Harper, what about this
deal? He's leaving right now.
I'll go by the back way. Just can't wait for each other, eh? Grand. Well, you're entitled, Mr. Harper.
Goodbye, Keith. Watch yourself. Look after Becky and the baby.
Yes, please look after them. Do you think you will, Cole?
Of course not. He'll want a dynasty to inherit his empire.
Empire? You'll watch him take over. You're supposed to be a detective.
Haven't you heard? The detective is dead. But I might nail him, all the same.
In The Detective Is Dead by Bill James, Harper was Malcolm Story and Isles Philip Maddock. Keith Vine was Peter Kenny, Lane Peter Halliday, and Becky Julie Higginson. Denise was Cyril Jenkins, Amy Harbinger Melanie Walters, and the barrister Terry Dornsey. Bayonton was David Garfield, Reed Sean Gleason, and Foster Ben Thomas. Stan Stanfield was Rodri Hill. The Detective Is Dead was directed in Wales by James Ornstein.